六创意健康店是一间最多元化选择的健康店，提供2000多种不同种类的健康食品和饮品、环保家居及个人用品、健康产品、营养补充剂、一系列健康书籍等等。六创意健康店，电话2882-4848，网址www.healthshop.com.hk。
Thanks for coming to this gathering this afternoon. How many of you are here for the first time? 歡迎各位來到今天這裡，有多少位是第一次來自在社的？ Well, quite a few of you. Dreams Possible has been around for more than 11 years, if I'm right. And we are very fortunate this afternoon to have this wonderful place.With two of the heads in the same room, Dr. Red Chen and Dr. Hua San Chao. 今天我們很難得呢，自在社有兩位領導人都在這裡跟我們在一起，一會大家會見到他們的，就是周華山博士啦，和 Red Chen 博士，陳美雄博士。我們現在可以開始了。 Now we can start. How many of you are meeting Sister Maureen for the first time? 有多少位是第一次見她的？
Many.
Oh, just about everyone. 大部分都是啦。So it will be appropriate for me to say one thing or two about this incredible woman. 所以呢，我就想講三兩句啦，去介紹一下這一位這麼不簡單的女士啦。I think I know quite a few spiritual practitioners in Hong Kong in the past 40 years. With many of them, I've been praying together, playing together, hanging around together.But none of them impressed me as a spiritual practitioner like Sister Maureen beside us. 在香港呢，過去三四十年呢，我都認識不少修行人啦，一起玩，一起做很多的功法，一起討論，但是好像沒有誰呢那個修行的道行啦，及得上我們現在在一起的今天我們的嘉賓曾慕蓮女士。There's one proof. There is only one person I've ever met in whose presence I discoveredthen I cannot say anything negative. 我未遇過一個人，在他在這裡的時候，我不可以說任何負面的事。If I say anything less than positive, I feel so ashamed in her presence. That is just not possible, even in my dream. 連發夢都冇可能，只要佢喺度咧，我覺得如果我講啲衰嘢或者講啲唔開心嘅嘢咧，我就真係好衰咯，好醜啦，好唔掂啊。And whenever she's in the room, the whole place lights up just like that. Many of my friends.Told me the same thing. 是啊，佢一嚟到咧嚇，去到邊度咧，周圍都光曬，唔係淨係我有咁嘅感覺，周圍都有。I had the great fortune to come across her 30 years ago when she just started Raja Yoga Hong Kong. And later I learned that Hong Kong Center was one of the first outside India. And now there are 9,000 plus around the world. And Hong Kong has just added a third one. So I understand. 好彩啦，32年前咧，我就第一次好偶然遇到sister。咁嗰陣時佢啱啱嚟香港開山劈石成立香港嘅黃道瑜伽中心啊。咁原來咧後來我先知道咧，香港呢個中心咧係全世界喺印度之外最早成立嘅其中一個，另外一個係倫敦啊。咁而家已經有9000多個，香港一路都有兩個，香港一個九龍，一個喺尖沙咀嘅，香港一個喺天后嘅，就啱啱開咗一個咧喺大嶼山東涌添。咁well that is quite something， 9,000 plus centers， and I'm very impressed with the Brahma Kumaris for three reasons， as I explained during the retreat camp。The other day, number one, I like them because their method works incredibly well. Their way of meditating, to me at least to me, is much more effective than so many I've ever come across.And number two, I've been around, shopping around, guru shopping, and I've been studying with quite a number of groups. And the Brahma Kumaris happens to be the only one without scandals or things that I found negative.And thirdly, I was very impressed by the number of talents they managed to attract, you know, artists, speakers, teachers, performers of all trades, and, well, you name it, they've got them. That is very unusual, and I find that amazing. 我一路都覺得黃道瑜伽他們有三樣東西呢是很吸引我的，是跟其他是很不同的。第一呢就是呢，他們那套的靜心方式呢真的行咯，很厲害咯，我都即研究過不少，自己即試過不少，但是他們那套呢是跟人家是很不同咯，很簡單，一步登天，很正。第二呢就是呢，我都去過很多檔，是只有一檔呢是他們那檔呢是沒有醜聞，同埋我不會覺得有啲嘢唔妥嘅。第三呢就是嘩好犀利啊，我第一日就發現好犀利，他們吸引到咁多好有天才嘅人囉，好有能力，好成功，好令我敬服嘅人囉，有畫家啦，各式各樣藝術家啦，音樂家啦，作曲家啦，乜都有，設計家啦，演講家啦，導師啦，好乜人都有，係佢哋如果吸引到啲咁正嘅人咁多唔同款嘅咧嚇，一定係唔簡單。Well, so much for my introduction.
We're fans of each other.
我哋兩個好朋友嘅，咁我介紹咗好多啦。咁我而家應該交俾 sister 講下。What have you got to say? 點啊
？So today, the topic is food and energy. So I won't have time to talk much about the meditation. Maybe another time.But specifically to speak about the effect of food on the mind. This is the main thing today.
今天呢我們在這裡是談飲食和能量。 啦，咁啊冇乜時間咧去傾我哋點樣做靜心啊嗰啲噶啦，但係有緣咧嚇，我哋再喺度傾嗰度。今日咧，我哋集中去講咧，食咗啲嘢落去點樣影響我哋嘅能量。
I have been vegetarian for 44 years.
我食素44年。
And the first reason why I became vegetarian is because I was studying Buddhism. And in Buddhism, one of the main attentions is on loving kindness and compassion. So I thought, I can't be loving and kind and compassionate and hurt animals.
當時點解會食素呢？就是因為去學佛啊。咁啊，佛家咧就主張慈悲，唔好殺生噶嘛。咁你去啊劏咗啲動物嚟食，咁就唔慈悲啦。咁啊，所以咧就係開始咗食素啦。
And then of course the second reason was for health. As I became interested, I found out so much about the health benefits and experienced the health benefits.
食素嘅第二個原因咧就係健康啦。因為我就即係聽到咧嚇，原來食素咧係對我哋健康係咁重要嘅，咁多好處。
And now we know that the greatest single thing any individual can do to help climate change is to be vegan, not just vegetarian, but vegan.
嗱，而家咧我哋都知道咧嚇，地球咁唔掂咧，我哋每一個人。最可以做的事去幫這個地球搞翻掂咧，就係食純素咯，唔係只係食素，仲要食純素添。
But maybe less known is the understanding of the effect of food on the mind.
但係咧，其實咧，越嚟越呢日啲人根本唔多了解嘅咧，就係飲食對於我哋個思想咧，我哋個心係咁重要嘅。
In fact, it's said, as the food, so the mind.
其實咧，佢哋甚至話咧嚇，你點樣食咧，你內心咧就會點樣。
And I think that includes fast food, fast mind.
咁咧，亦都係咯。而家佢哋就中意速食啦嚇，就食得咁快嚇。而家咁咧，所以咧，我哋個思想咧，個心咧越嚟越急。
In Australia, I'm not sure about here.There's a slow food movement.
喺澳洲咧，佢哋有一個慢食運動啦。唔知香港係咪
？And as far as the way in which we eat, of course, the best physical and mental benefit is to eat in silence.
咁啊，如果係講飲講食咧嚇，最掂嘅食法咧，就係一路食一路好靜，唔出聲。
Second best, happiness.
第二個要好處咧，第二個要食得好咧嚇，就係要好開開心心咁去食。
Because nowadays the culture so much is to eat together, and if we meet each other for lunch and we sit there in silence, it would be special. However, we might want to talk to our friends.
嗱，呢度而家啲文化咧，啲人都係中意一齊食咧，一齊傾嘅。如果我哋食晏咁樣，大家都唔出聲咧，唔係唔得，不過就好怪咯。大家都好想要傾下咁。
So of course, it's also important how we cook the food. If it's beneficial to eat the food in silence and with a calm mind, a happy mind, of course it's beneficial to the people who eat the food. If I have a calm mind, a happy mind when I'm cooking.
係咯，咁如果我哋係想人哋食得好咧嚇，咁你食去準備食物嘅時候咧，你個內心有幾靜都好重要咯。Maureen, at this point, I would like to share with you what happens in our kitchen at the cafe. 我係想講下我哋綠野林嘅廚房同全世界有咩特別啦嚇。We are special in at least three ways. Number one, if you are not happy, you are not allowed in the kitchen. 我哋有三條規矩嘅。第一咧，嗰日你唔開心咧，你唔好入嚟廚房。Number two, we observe silence. We don't speak unless we have to, and when we speak, it has to be a very low voice and minimal. 第二條規矩就是咧，我哋係唔准講嘢嘅。如果真係要講咧，都講少少，好細聲咁樣講。That is the second rule. And the third rule is, we start our day in the kitchen with a 10-minute meditation. Every morning, at 9:30, when the kitchen team gathers, the one in charge of the day will conduct the meditation in her or his own way. 咁咧就係我哋第三個規矩咧，就係每一次只要9:30我哋開工咧，都係先做靜心。嗰日邊個揸 fit 咧，就係嗰個人大靜心嘅，用佢嘅方法。Well, people come to our place and keep saying that, well, your food tastes different, tastes great. I learned from your courses. I bought everything you offer here, but when I'm home, it just tastes different. Well, now you know why. 啲人咧就嚟食完，即係話俾我哋聽咧嚇，我哋啲嘢真係味道唔同咯，同埋係特別好食嘅咧。點解咧？即係跟你哋學曬啦，買曬你啲嘢翻屋企咧，都做唔到嗰種味道。咁其實背後嘅秘密就喺度啦。I remember 5 years ago when we opened our place, I get loads of interview from magazines, newspapers, TV stations, and one question kept coming up. 咁我記得咧，5年幾之前我哋開檔嘅時候咧嚇，就不斷有人訪問我哋啦嚇，梗係問我啦，就有一個問題咧，個個都問嘅。And the question was, what was the response of your patrons after trying your food? Because you know we are a raw restaurant and it's very new to the to this town, and so they expect me to say something. 佢哋成日都問咧，就係啲人食完嘢之後有乜反應啊？因為我哋係提倡食生啊嘛。咁食生啊，對香港嚟講係非常之即係陌生嘅。佢哋梗係以為我會講東講西啦。And my response with why ask me? Ask them. But if you ask me, they have to cry before they leave. Actually, if you observe them when they try the salad, you see tears rolling down. 佢真係喊噶，我就話你問我嚇。我就話俾你聽啦，佢哋探一場先走噶。咁when we ask them, why are you crying? Why are you weeping? With our food? And they say, we have never been so touched in any meal because of the energy. We feel the love, your reverence to nature. 我哋問佢，咁問你喊乜啫嚇？點解食用我嘢時喊？佢話我哋好感動，感動兩樣嘢，感動你哋。啲食物裏邊有愛，同埋感動大家對大地恩情嘅嗰一份虔敬咯。Well, so I think we should be proud of this. And well, I did not invent this. After all, I thought this is the normal practice in many of the spiritual institutions. Am I not right? 我都未冇唔係我發明呢啲嘢㗎。咁人哋修行團體咧，正常都係咁做噶啦嘛，係咪
？Actually, in yoga, how many of you have studied to be a teacher of yoga？
係咯，有在座有邊位係學過受過訓練做瑜伽導師噶
？No teachers here。
冇啊。
Because I took the words out because there could be teachers here and they'll check me, but there's two basic things in a yogi life, and that is that we need to start with what's called yamas and niyamas, basically the do's and don'ts.
你如果就做瑜伽修行咧嚇，就有兩樣嘢好重要嘅，一個就係 yama， 一個係 niyama， 即係話邊個做得，邊個唔做得。
And basically what it means is it's a commitment that affects one's relationship with oneself and with others. That's what a yama is, a commitment that affects the relationship with yourself and with others.
即係嗰個原則咧，就係咧，我哋同人哋嘅關係咧，我做一啲嘢就會引起同人哋嘅關係有咩轉變嘅。
So actually, the practices, the disciplines, they're disciplines. It's not that you have to follow them. It's not like a rule. It's a guideline for your own benefit and so that you can benefit others.
嗱，呢一個咧就唔係一條戒命咁樣嚇，即係你唔係話犯咗天規咁樣，而只係一個強烈嘅指引咯。嗱，你咁樣最好就咁做啦，而大家都識做嘅。
My father was once opening a bottle of wine, and he said, "You're not allowed to drink this, are you?"
我爸爸有一次咧就係開一樽酒啦，就係話應該係你唔准飲嘅喎。
And I said, it's not that I'm not allowed, I choose not to drink it because I know the effect on my mind.
咁我就同老豆講啦嚇，我可以飲嘅，不過我再選擇唔飲，因為咧唔飲對我仲好。
And in fact, I didn't decide to stop drinking, but I started meditation and I couldn't drink.
其實咧，我就唔係專登戒酒嘅，而係咧，我開始咗做熱心之後咧，就唔可能再飲酒。
I found that when I started meditating, and this was the Buddhist meditation first, when I started meditating, if I had the smallest amount of alcohol, I would get a headache and feel bad the next day. So when we meditate, the energy is high. So actually, alcohol instead of taking us up.Takes us down.
咁咯，我一學咗靜心咧，嗰陣時係跟啲佛門做靜心嘅嚇，我就發現咧，做咗靜心之後咧，一飲酒咧嚇就頭痛得好犀利，同埋第二朝咧就周身唔舒服。咁我就知道咧嚇，原來靜心令到我哋個能量改變咗，嗰啲酒咧就不但止唔係能夠令到我提神啦，仲令到我哋係個能量係好唔掂。
So in our practice, it can be experienced as a love for the self, a love for truth, a love for the divine.
咁咧就我哋咁樣修行咧嚇，就嘅睇法就係愛自己、愛真理、就愛上天。
The philosophy, the wisdom, many people appreciate.
呢啲咧就係好多人都其實都識。
But to be honest, when I see our students still drinking, I think they don't know about meditation yet.
咁咧，我又嚟講啦，我見到有啲學生仲喺度飲酒嘅，咁我就知道咧，佢哋都仲未係得到靜心嘅精髓啊。
And I don't mean that as a judgment. I mean they're not experiencing any negative effect of the alcohol.So probably they're not really getting that experience of meditation. Otherwise, they would not be able to drink, I don't think.
我唔係想去評論佢哋，去踩佢哋，而係咧，我嘅睇法就係，如果佢哋飲咗酒都唔敢，即係唔覺得唔掂咧嚇，就係證明佢哋靜心嘅功力都仲有限咯。
Because if they were in that high, they would feel that it brings them down.Not takes them up.
咁咧，因為如果你靜咗心之後咧，應該你就係個狀態好提升噶嘛。酒咧只會係另外翻翻落嚟，好墮咯。
And as an Australian teenager, I used to drink, and it used to make me so happy and fearless and confident. But after doing meditation, just gave me a headache.
咁咧我係十零歲嘅時候係喺澳洲度大噶嘛，咁都係個個都飲酒噶啦嚇，因為飲咗酒咧，你覺得好有自信啦，好開心咯。
And I was involved in an interfaith movement here, and we sometimes used to go out on a boat for the evening, and we felt as if we were drunk. We were so happy, but there was no alcohol. But the high that we used to get from each other's company.Was very elevating.
Here you mean Hong Kong?
In Hong Kong.
就離咗香港之後咧，我係參加過有一啲跨信仰嘅聚會咯。咁啊，好多時候我哋都有啲party 啊咁樣樣。咁啊，我就發現咧，同佢哋一齊玩嘅時候咧，真係好似飲醉咗酒咁樣樣咯，係覺得即係個狀態好提升嘅。
But just to go back now to those yamas, so the yamas that are suggested for yogis, the first one is ahimsa, which is non-violence.
咁咧就係講翻頭先嗰啲所謂指引啦 ，yamas。咁咧就第一條咧就係要慈悲，就唔好殺殺害咯 ，ahimsa。
The second is truth, satya, truth.
第二咧就係 satya 就係信奉真理。
The third is ksama, which is forgiveness.
第三咧就係dharma.
Forgiveness.
就係要去寬恕咯。
And I found it very interesting the translation, non-agitation about suffering. We forgive because we are then not troubled.In our mind,
我就發現咧，嗰個翻譯咧都幾得意喎嚇。點解我哋寬恕咧？就係我哋要內心再唔舒服咯。
Compassion
就係要慈悲啦。
Fortitude, that inner strength
就係內在要有能量。
Resilience
就係堅強有抵抗力。
Sincerity
就要真誠。
Which means not being hypocritical.
就係唔好虛偽啦。
Mitara, which means measured diet.
Mitara 就係適飲適食。
Not being driven by taste only for food, taste cravings.
就係食嘢咧，唔係淨係追求味道。
And yet, food should be tasty.Nutritious and likable.
不過咧嚇，食物咧都係應該好味道啦。我哋不但只有營養，而且都仲係覺得食得好開心嘅。
I am not a foodie. I'm not a person very interested in food.
我都唔係一個餵食之人。
And I asked my senior teachers. I said, I'm not that interested in food. Should I be?
咁咧，我就問我嘅即係高層嘅導師啦嚇，就問佢哋我係唔係應該要中意食嘢嘅咧
？What do you think the reply was？
你估佢哋點答
？I was told the aim is to love everything
。原來咧，佢哋就話俾我聽咧嚇，目標應該係。乜嘢都愛咯。
To love simple food, to love good food.
簡單嘅食物要中意好食嘅食物要中意。
And I appreciated that response because if I'm not interested in food and somebody makes a lot of effort to grow the vegetables, to bring the vegetables, to cook the food, and I don't care, I may as well eat grass or cardboard, right?
咁咧，我都諗通嘅嚇。咁啊，譬如咧，如果人哋好用心咁樣樣整好嘢俾你食，又種啦，又喺個廚房度做得咁好，咁啊，你唔去欣賞，唔去感恩咧嚇，咁好地人住咯。咁你不如食草啦，食紙皮啦。
So I really like the idea of loving everything, and yet not being attached.
咁呢個諗法係好好嘅呢個主意，就係咧乜嘢都好中意去享受，但係咧就唔好執著。
So we use this expression, detached and loving.
所以咧我哋都咁樣講咯，就係話又唔好執著，但係有享受。
And I would say my first experience of eating food that's been cooked in that yogi and happy, and I thought.This is what it means to eat, to cook and eat in meditation.
咁點知咧？我哋講一次去食咧嚇， 就一路食一路覺得好舒服，好開心。我第一次真係明白到咧，如果你用開心用平靜嘅方式去準備食物咧，整出嚟咁好效果嘅。
So I would imagine I had a better sleep than the ones that went to bed without eating. Because my mind was feeling beautiful.
我哋食咗一餐嗰啲咧嚇，就瞓得好多啦，好過嗰啲冇去食嘅，因為我哋覺得咁舒服、咁自在。
And in our center, I can often tell who's cooked the food because of the vibrations.
You can.
Often, if a yogi has cooked it, I know.
喺我哋中心咧，邊個煮，尤其是係我哋自己有咧嚇煮咧，我知道係邊個煮。I remember, yes, when I first met you, you came to my place. Your entourage refused to eat my food.
Yeah.
我記得咧，第一次Warren 帶咗。幾位朋友嚟我屋企啦，經過我屋企入嚟啦嚇，我煮咗我整咗啲嘢食啦，佢哋唔食喎。
A lot of people who have dedicated their life to achieving this kind of higher state of consciousness, they choose not to eat food cooked outside. They don't eat in restaurants. If we eat outside, like for me, I eat salad or fruit. I don't eat cooked food outside.
咁咧就係有啲人咧，佢修行去到一個階段，即係有相當嘅修慧咧嚇，佢哋就唔想俾其他食物嘅能量影響。咁咧一般嚟講咧，就都唔會出街食嘢嘅，就食就算我出去咧，都係食下沙律咁樣咯。
And actually, some people's food, probably Simon's food, would be very good spiritually. The energy.
有啲人咧，如果佢係即係修行得好嘅咧，都會食下咯。
Well, so but I want to finish this. But it would be very rude of me to eat someone's food and not another person's food. You know, people get really upset. So just don't eat any food outside.
係咯，咁如果係你整佢又我又食，佢整我又唔食咧，就即係唔係幾好咯。所以咧就做最好就。出到去咧，個個都唔食咯。So that's why you say pocket food. I remember at the buffet there's one table with
paka. So many people who practice Raj Yoga do eat food cooked outside. It's their choice. It's not like a rule. But for those who choose not to, the word paka means firm.Firm in your discipline, firm.
咁咧就我記得咧同你哋一齊嘅時候咧有啲食物咧就有個牌嘅，寫住 Parker food 嚇。Parker 咧即係原來咧就即係話堅定咁解，即係嗰啲食物咧係經過嗰啲特別修為嘅人去準備嘅。
It actually means ripe, as opposed to raw.
哦，就即係成熟咗。咁解咯，就呢個咧就唔係乜嘢戒條嚟嘅，而係佢哋一般覺得嘅能量唔同啦。
So we just had a retreat. We had 230 people, and we had one table, as Simon said, for paka BKs. So it means those who don't eat food cooked in the restaurant. And it was a choice.
我哋前幾日咧就有一個退休營啦，有200-300人。喺度，咁咧其中有一啲有幾張台咧，就寫住自助餐嘅時候咧，寫住Parker BK 嗰啲字喺度嘅，咁啊嗰啲咧就係你自己選擇咧食嗰啲高更保證有高能量嘅食物咯。
And one time, a friend of mine, we were in a restaurant, and she said, "It's too cold. You can't eat salad." It was night time, winter.
咁有一次咧，我哋成班人咧就去一間餐廳嗰度啦。嗰日就好凍嘅，冬天嘅時候咧，咁有一個就係話咁凍，仲要食沙律。
So I got this dish. It was cooked rice with some salad in a hot bowl, and you mix it in like I forget that Korean bibimbap, that type of thing, raw on rice, and you mix it in. So I thought that's pretty raw. You know, rice is just cooked in a rice cooker. So I ordered that. And ate that.
咁咧佢哋有啲熱嘅飯啦，咁我就叫做一啲熱嘅飯，就將嗰啲凍嘅沙律撈埋一齊啦。佢哋韓式嘅餐廳啦，都有啲咁樣嘅食法嘅。
And it was interesting because that night I had very crazy dreams, not negative.But like those silly ones that jump all over the place. And, and I thought, wow, the effect on the mind, it's so subtle and interesting.
那晚呢就我整晚呢發的那些夢呢都是很古古怪怪的就是原來是吃了那些東西了。Well, actually, I have one experience to share here. 我就想分享我有一次的經驗了。You know, we are selling organic greens and fruits in the shop.And one day, I picked what we are selling, and I just had one bite, and there's some feeling coming up. 咁咧，你知道我哋個店咧，陸野林咧就賣啲有機水果蔬菜噶嘛。咁啊有一次咧，我就咁執咗一啲又去食啦，都食咗第一啖咧，我就覺得好怪。And so I rushed to in the shop and asked them.Is it really from so and so? Now you know we have three different deliveries from different farms. Monday is one, is A. Wednesday is B, and Friday is C. That was Monday, so it has to be A, right? So I asked them, "Is it? Are you sure that this thing comes from farm A? Someone?" And they say yes.咁咧就我就問佢哋啦，係咪真係有乜遮㗎？咁我哋咧就星期一、三、五咧就係有唔同嘅農場嚟嘅。咁星期一就係乜遮啦嚇。咁佢哋話係咧咁。Well, I felt very sad and down, depressed and unrest. You know, agitating. 我覺得係好唔舒服啊，好唔開心。好沉重，好裏邊唔知點咁樣樣。And 2 days later, we learned that someone died in the farm. And after that, the whole family was arguing. So there was a serious quarrel. And 兩三日之後咧，佢話俾我聽咧，喺個農場嗰度咧，不但只有人死咗，而且死完之佢死咗之後咧，其他嗰啲幾個人喺度嗌大交。
Yeah.No, it's very true. Like, I can often feel, especially if it's an organic vegetable, or I got a banana once in Hong Kong, and I thought, what's wrong with this banana? It looks good, but it doesn't feel right. Maybe it was GMO, I don't know, because I didn't want to eat it. I thought, I don't like the feel of this banana.
There's no GMO bananas yet.
There's none?
No.
Well, I don't know what was wrong with that banana, but and nothing, like it's just an ordinary looking banana. But just to say, there is a counterbalance to these things as well. And that is, before we eat our food, we look at the food and we give it what we call drishti. Drishti.
有一次咧，我就喺香港就食一隻香蕉咧，我覺得好怪，好唔掂咯。咁咧，原來咧就係佢裏邊係有出咗啲咩問題啦嚇。就我哋咧就通常咧用一個方法 drishti 咧，就去即係去對嗰食物嘅。
So we look at the food and give it good energy, and you feel it's a very good practice because also your body gets ready.You know, your salivary glands and things, it gets ready to take in that food just by that connection. And you have a moment to feel whether you really want to eat this, to appreciate. There's many things you do in that minute.
其實呢就是我們這樣的，我們看著食物在形式之中和它溝通的，就是說我們會感受到食物適不適合我吃，我應不應該吃，吃了之後的後果呢，就然後決定吃定不吃的。
And people who use pendulums, they see that, you know, if you use the pendulum before the drishti and after, very big difference.
是的，就如果你是用靈擺呢，就是真的個分別很大咯。
And something that my friend does, because she has very serious arthritis, so she has to avoid many foods, otherwise she gets pain in her body.
咁咧，我有個朋友咧，就係風濕得好犀利，痛得好犀利，有啲嘢咧就要戒口嘅。
And nowadays, it's difficult to know really what's in the food. There's some labeling, but it's not always that clear. And so what she does is when she's in the supermarket, she will hold it. And if her body goes forward, it's a yes. If it goes backwards, it's a no. And if it's just a little bit forward, not much, it's a little bit just okay. But she's been using that to guide herself.
咁咧就你估佢點咧嚇？佢就去超市啦，譬如去買嘢咧，佢就將佢要買嗰啲食物咧，就擺喺手度，就企喺度放啊，好靜咁樣樣啦。咁咧就佢會發覺咧，自己咧有時咧就向前傾嘅，有時向後傾嘅。向前傾就 means yes， 就係話咧 OK， 就係食得過。向後傾咧就係食咗唔掂。
And what I like about this, it really demonstrates.That we really know what's good for us. We all have an inbuilt wisdom. Actually, we know, and that's why I think this drishti, also we can feel, you know, whether this is good for me.
That's a human pendulum.
Yes, yes.
就其實咧，證明咧，我哋其實根本就知道邊啲食物係對自己有利定係有害。Now that you mentioned pendulum, I have a story to share. That was 10 years ago. 咁咧提起用靈擺咧，我就想講一個故事俾大家聽嚇。We were entertaining a very famous teacher, spiritual teacher from Taiwan. 咁咧嗰陣時咧，我哋就係 at Club O 喺 Club O 嗰度咧嚇，就請咗一位靈性導師嚟啦。She wrote many books about veggie cooking and spirituality。咁咧，佢寫咗幾本書咧，就係教人哋點樣用靈性嘅方式去煮嘢食嘅。Over lunch, I took her to a traditional, you know, those Buddhist vegetarian restaurant, which is quite old-fashioned.咁咧，我食晏咧，我就帶咗佢去附近一間五十年不變嗰只嘅齋鋪啦。And we sat down, and I was very apologetic. You know, in those days, more than 10 years ago, those so-called vegetarian food was very lousy compared to Taiwan.You see, very oily.
And Ajinomoto, they used to use a lot.
Yes, a lot of Ajinomoto. And what else? Coloring, yeah. Preservatives, and you know, I felt very sorry. 咁你知咧，我坐低之後咧，我就覺得，哎呀，真係好唔好意思，因為嗰啲又肥膩啦，又染色啦，又鬼咁多味精啦，又煎煎炸炸啦，咁即係唔應該帶佢嚟嘅。台灣人哋素食好精進噶嘛。So when the dim sum arrived, I wanted to her to try something Cantonese. Okay, the dim sum arrived, and she said, "Well, don't worry." Do you have a card, a name card? 佢就話啦，佢同我講，佢話沒有問題啊，周老師，你有沒有名片？I happen to have one here. If you know our name card, the name card comes with our photo. 咁咧就佢就話咯喎，唔緊要，冇問題，周老師，你有冇名片啊？我嗰啲名片就有幅相嘅。So, she put the beef ball, vegetarian beef ball, a little dish, there on the table, and she pulled out a pendulum and tried it.咁咧，佢就攞咗碟山中牛肉，即係素山中牛肉，就喺台面就攞咗個靈擺出嚟喎。And I was so surprised. Well, I thought I teach pendulum usage, and now you are showing me a pendulum. And just as what we expected, the pendulum went wild in a negative fashion. 一如所料啦，冇估錯啦。咁嗰個靈牌咧就揈得好犀利，就反方向嘅 ，meaning that we should not be eating it. That's no good for us at all. And then, you know what? She put my name card on the table, and she put the dish on top of the name card, and asked me to count 1 to 10.咁咧，變成咁啦，即係話我哋唔應該食啦，係嘛？咁咧，然後咧，佢就攞咗張卡片，就擺喺台面，然後嗰啲山中牛肉咧，就擺喺上邊，即係個卡片上邊，就叫我數一到十。And so we counted 1 to 10, and she took away the card, and the pendulum swings in a positive way. 數咗十下之後咧，佢拎開張卡片咧，靈擺咧就調翻轉啦，就非常之開心咁樣樣咧，就係正面正向咁樣樣揈啦。Well, meaning that obviously the energy changed.
We can change it.
The energy was changed. Well, that was not the end of the story. And I thought, well, I must try it again. So I went to the counter where we pay.And took the name card of the captain. 咁咧，我就話啊，我要再試多次嚇。咁咧就係走咗去收銀機，即係收錢嗰度咧，就攞咗個部長嗰張卡片。And we repeated exercise. And you know what happened? Nothing happened. The energy remains the same.
Yeah.
我哋就再做一次啦，將嗰張名牌將嗰名片就擺喺度，又數十下。就啲嗰能量係冇變到嘅。Well, end of story.
Yeah. So that's the thing. We can have a positive impact on an atmosphere, on food, on all of these things. But then you're kind of using your energy. So I don't want to spend my life transforming things like that. I've got better things to do with my energy. So it's not like I use that to just change everything and do whatever.You know, but it is possible in certain circumstances, to use your own positive energy to bring that transformation.
So, actually, we can use our own energy to change a lot of things. So that's why now my name card costs just about $1 million each.
It's got power.
今日我攞卡片啊，大約$100港幣一張到啦。